Fireflies. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Excited to bring you action, not just tonight, but all series and season long. The Hillcats come in, one of the hottest teams in all of the Carolina League. On the other side, the Fireflies really struggled out of the gate. Hillcats sitting in first place in the Carolina League North. Columbia sitting at the bottom of the South. It'll be a fun one here this evening, though, as Will Dion will take the mound for the Hillcats. We'll talk about his stats in just a few moments. He'll be going up against left-handed pitcher Frank Mazzucato. He was the first-round pick of the Royals organization last year, making his second appearance of the season. He's 0-0, no ERA, as he only went three innings in his last outing. We had a fun one on the round. Cold day here in the Hill City. It's been hovering around the low 60s as rain was in the forecast for much of today. We ended up having a delay as the dugouts for both of these two squads were flooded about a foot deep. And we had trouble getting everything drained, but they're all clear now. We took some buckets, got those worked out, unclogged the drains, and we're good to go. The field looks gorgeous. It is in excellent condition. The wind is blowing in, still a little bit crisp, and the lights are turned on due to the gray skies. But it's baseball, and you can't ask for anything better than that. In just a moment, we'll toss it down to Andre Vial, who will introduce tonight's starting lineup and the defensive positioning for the Hillcats, and then he'll also have the national anthem as well. The Hillcats have lost both of their last two games, coming up against Salem on Saturday and Sunday after having won four to start the series. The one on Sunday, they only lost on a walk-off home run. They had clawed their way all the way back into it before Bronny Munoz gave up the solo shot in the bottom of the ninth in a tie ball game to end it. But they come in tonight hoping to right the ship again, and in first place, as we'll send it down to on starters.
For your 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats, in right field, number 34, Jorge Burrows. In center field, number 17, Luis Durango. In left field, number 22, Isaiah Green. At first base, number 6, Victor Blanchard. At second base, number 10, Yordis Valdez. At shortstop, number 8, Milan Tolentino. At third base, number 33, Wilfried Peralta. Your catcher, number 13, Richard Pott. Your designated hitter is number 9, Kaylin Rodriguez. And your starting pitcher is number 47, Will Dion. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome the East Glass Harmonium.
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. As we are moments away from first pitch between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Columbia Fireflies for the first time in history. These two teams have never faced off before, so the all-time series record, 0-0. It's not often you get to say that in the year of 2022, but here we are. Lynchburg 21-17, Columbia 11-28. At this time, let's take a moment to look at the Fireflies lineup for this afternoon. Leading off in left field, number 15, River Town. Batting second, designated hitter, number 13, Rubendi Jaquez. Batting third, the first baseman, number 6, Guillermo Quintana. Batting cleanup, the catcher, number 11, Carter Jensen. Batting fifth, number 9, the right fielder, Gary Camarillo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 21, Eric Pena. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez. And batting eighth, the third baseman, number 8, Enrique Valdez. And rounding out the starting 9 for the Fireflies, the second baseman, number 4, Omar Florentino. They will be going up against Will Dion for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He's making his 8th of pitched, 1-0 on the season. But an impressive 1.91 ERA with 35 strikeouts and 6 walks. In his last outing last week against Salem, he went 5 innings, allowing 5 hits, only 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts, and no walks as he picked up his first W of the season. Will Dion, the left-handed pitcher, stands at 5'10", 180 from Sulphur, Louisiana. He's been impressive here in the young season, spent some time here last year as well, but has really set himself apart early on in this season as one of the Hillcats' top starters. Columbia will see him twice this week as he is slated to pitch on Sunday as well. That'll bring up River Town, batting from the left-hand side. Dion will step off for just a moment as first base umpire goes to close a gate. Then we will be on our way. As we mentioned, the Hillcats in first place right now as Dion into the motion and fires it in there for a called strike on the inside corner. First pitch, 7:03. After a 30-minute delay due to the field conditions, but right now the field could not look any better. The 0-1. Change up in there for a called strike 2. So Dion ahead in the count. The 0-2 pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike 3, and River Town never took the shoulder off his bat. Will Dion. 1-2-3 to the first batter. All painting the outside corner. That'll bring up the designated. A right-hander into the box as Dion goes into the motion. First pitch in there again for a called strike. Jaquez batting 288, one home run, 8 RBIs on the season. The 0-1. Foul tipped and back toward the Hillcats dugout. It'll be 0-2. That's the first time we've seen the Fireflies take a cut so far this evening. The 0-2 pitch. Grounded over towards second, Valdez. Picks it, and we'll flip on to Victor Planchard over at first for out number 2. The Hillcats, 2 outs away here quickly through the first inning as Guillermo Quintana, the first baseman here this evening, will step into the box. He's a power bat for these Fireflies with 6 home runs and 19 RBIs. Dion into the motion. Another one in there for strike 1. That is Seven straight strikes to open up the ball game for Dion. The 0-1. In there again, dribbler right back to the mound. Dion picks it, spins and fires, and a 1-2-3 inning on eight pitches for Will Dion. You can't draw it up any better than that. As a quick inning to open up the ball game, Hillcats will come to bat. We'll meet their starting lineup in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at CED for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats with a quick 1-2-3 inning in the top of the first as they will now go up against Firefly starter Frank Mazzucato. Four-seam changeup curveball. He's made one appearance not just this season but in his career. He went three innings giving up one hit, three strikeouts, and three walks. He was selected in the first round of last season's MLB draft, the seventh overall pick. So a lot of high hopes from the Royals organization on him to start his career. He'll face the lineup of Valdez, Green, Burgos, Tolentino, Plantchart, Paz, Rodriguez, Peralta, and Durango. Those will be the nine to go up against Mazzucato in his second career start. Mazzucato, born in 2003, fresh out of high school. First pitch to Valdez outside for a ball. Valdez has been hitting extraordinarily well as of late, entering into the everyday lineup. Second pitch outside as well, 2-0. His average is up to 282, 2-0. Outside again with the fastball. And it's 3-0. When Valdez left on the road trip, he was batting 222, the 3-0. And catches the outside corner of the plate on a delay to his bat and made his way toward first. We'll have to reset and try again. 3-1, though. The pitch. Up high, and he walked him. And Valdez is aboard to lead off the ball game. Columbia wearing their navy blue jerseys with lime green lettering. Navy blue caps as well and gray pants. The Hillcats in their navy blues. So doubling up on the navy today with their teal sleeves and lime green numerals with the white trim and white pants. First pitch now to Isaiah Green. Is in there at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Valdez over at first, takes a lead, the sliding glove on his left hand. He holds the 0-1, big cut from Green, swung on and missed, in there for strike two. Valdez does have six attempts at a stolen base. He's 50% on those. The 0-2 pitch from Mazzucato. In the dirt outside on a breaking ball. 1-2. Mazzucato from Hartford, Connecticut. 1-2. Down and away, and the count is even. He's the highest Connecticut high school player drafted since Bobby Valentine, drafted in 1968. The 2-2. Lined into right field, but foul. And they'll do it again. He stands at 6'3", 175. As the 2-2 runner goes in the dirt, and he cannot pick it and throw down, so Valdez will advance to second with the stolen bases. Jensen behind the dish. Could not field it cleanly. The count runs full. Hillcats now have a runner in scoring position and nobody out as Isaiah Green has worked his way all the way back into this at-bat. Started out 0-2. Payoff pitch. Grounded off his foot. We'll try again. Blue sky is starting to creep in beyond the right field wall as the 3-2 on its way from Mazzucato. Ball four in the dirt, and he walked him. So two straight walks to open up the ball game for Mazzucato, and Lynchburg has something brewing here in the first inning. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. Let's take a look at the Fireflies defense from left to right in the outfield. Town, Pena, Camarillo, and then the infield from left to right, Valdez, Vasquez, Florentino, and Quintana with Jensen behind the dish as we'll get our first look at the pitching coach for Columbia. He trots on out to the mound. That'll be John Habian. Wants to have some words with his young starter, as he's opened up the game with two straight walks. We mentioned in his last start he had three, but also had three strikeouts, and now he's going to have to work out of some early trouble. Columbia would like to avoid having to go to their bullpen this early in the ball game, as Jorge Burgos will step into the box now, batting 250 with two home runs on the season, one of a trio of Hillcats with two home runs. Stretch. The pitch. Check swing inside. And the appeal down to second. They say he did not go, so it'll be ball one. Valdez at second. Green at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. The 1-0. This one, another check swing, but he went all the way around. And it's 1-1. Kind of shocked he took the bat off of his shoulder there, as Mazzucato has been struggling to find the strike zone here early on. The 1-1. Popped up left field and into the seats it goes. And the count is 1-2. We saw some frustration from Burgos over the weekend out in Salem as things just were not going his way at the plate for much of that second half of the week. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside gets away from Jensen, and both runners will advance. Count is now 2-2, but two runners in scoring position and nobody out. And that's about the fourth or fifth ball in the dirt for Mazzucato. That one, Jensen just couldn't keep in front, as it bounced off, looked like his knee pad, and dribbled toward their dugout. Wind blowing in as the 2-2 on its way. Lined up the middle, right at Pena. It'll drop in front of him for a base hit. Valdez will score, and Green will hold at third, but the Hillcats will open up the ball game with a 1-0 lead. Nice approach at the dish from Burgos. And Lynchburg will play from in front. And that'll bring up the hottest hitter in all of the Carolina League, Milan Tolentino. As in the last five games, I believe the exact number was 429, five doubles, and a home run. Incredible stuff. Runners at the corners, nobody out. First pitch to him. Down low, ball one. Now if you're Mazzucato, you have to start trying to just get one out. 1-0. Skied foul and out of play down the left field line over the Hillcats bullpen. 1-1. Valentino won Carolina League Player of the Week this past week for his performance in Salem. The 1-1. Up high into the backstop, and that'll score another run for the Hillcats as Jensen kind of lazily put his glove up in the air. That'll be the second run of the inning. As Burgos will also go down to second. So the Hillcats lead 2-0. And there's nobody out here in the first. Two and one to Tolentino. As Mazzucato will step off and look Burgos back to the bag at second. Not really much of a threat to run, maybe at this point, just trying to buy himself some time to regain that confidence. The 2-1. Line back into the screen, a good hard fastball right down the heart of the plate. The count is even at 2. It's a 2-2 count as Mazzucato comes set and comes to the dish. Grounded foul off his back, and Tolentino will do it again. Tolentino of the season on Sunday put the Hillcats within a run toward the end of the ballgame. It's an opposite field shot over the left field wall. The 2-2. In the dirt outside, 3-2. And right now, Mazzucato on the verge of walking his third batter of the inning. This has been a long inning for him, already up over 20 pitches, approaching 25. The 3-2 pitch. Lined right back up the middle, a base hit. Burgos around third. He will score. Tolentino picks up another RBI, his 20th of the season. The throw gets away. Tolentino thought about going to second, but Valdez over at third, able to keep it from getting too far. So he will hold it first. But the Hillcats now with a 3-0 lead and still nobody out in the first inning. That'll bring up Victor Planchart, who is playing first base now in replace of Will Bartlett. And it sounds like the umpire called a delay on Victor Planchart, so he will start behind in the count 0-1. Not the only thing that's gone right for the Fireflies here in this first inning. First pitch. Fisted foul. Down the first baseline, 0-2. Hillcats with three runs already in here on two base hits. Off to that early lead off of Mazzucato. The 0-2. Grounded over toward third. Charging hard on it is Valdez. Throw into first will get Planchart, but not enough for the double play as Tolentino will move into score. That'll bring up Richard Paz with the runner in scoring position and one away. Planchart did his job moving the runner over. And it's hard when you step into the batter's box and you're already down 0-1 and you haven't even seen a pitch. First pitch to Paz. Not sure what was wrong with that one as it'll be 1-0, maybe a tad bit outside. Tolentino leads off second. The pitch. Same spot, different call, 1-1. Infield shifted towards the right for Paz. As the 1-1 on its way. Lined over down the right field line. In between first and second, Tolentino being waved around. The throw cut off. No, it'll sneak past the cutoff, but not nearly in time, as Tolentino will score standing. And Paz picks up the single. And the Hillcats keep the party going. 4 runs in the first inning and only 1 away. Good job by Richard Paz to line that into right field. Pick up the base hit. That'll bring up Scaling Rodriguez. As looks like Mazzucato's day might be done. As Tony Pena Jr. with 1 away in the first inning already motioning toward the bullpen. So Frank Mazzucato, his day is done. We'll close the book on him after a third of an inning, coming up after this timeout. Celebrate a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where it's still the bottom of the first inning. The Hillcats with a 4-0 lead, 1 out through the inning. Today is done for Frank Mazzucato, making his second career appearance, and much different than his first outing. Doesn't even make it out of the first inning. He goes a third of an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts, and his ERA has now jumped to 10.80. Rough day on the mound for the young left-hander. As the new pitcher for Columbia will be number 27, Delvin Capion. As he takes over. He is 0-2 with a 6.10 ERA. A right-hander works with a fastball, change-up, curveball. He'll face Scaling Rodriguez with 1 away and a runner on first. Trying to get out of this inning. His first pitch pops foul and out of play by Rodriguez. 0-1. Trying to jump on him here early. As maybe trying to catch him pounding the strike zone. 4 runs already in for the Hillcats. The 0-1. Inside. 1-1. Looked like the curveball there. Rodriguez has seen his average jump to 204 since the start of the road trip. The 1-1. Check swing and into the glove of Jensen for strike 2. Ball was high and Rodriguez knew it, as he took about 3 hops towards first base in frustration. So Capion, head in the count, 1-2. The pitch, breaking ball, a curveball in the dirt. The count is even at 2. Rodriguez thought about it, but decided not to pull the trigger. The 2-2. Lined into left field, but hooking foul. And they'll try again. Capion stands at 6'1", 167 from the Dominican Republic. Had a rough outing in his last appearance against Myrtle Beach. Pickoff move over to first as Paz is back with the dive. That seems to be the story for any team that takes on Myrtle Beach at this point in the season, as they are off to a ridiculously hot start atop the South Division, 28-11. The 2-2. Driven into right field, hooking toward the corner. That'll get down and go all the way to the wall. Rodriguez around first. He'll head to second. Paz will stop at third as the throw comes in from Camarillo. And the Hillcats continue to just run roughshod through this Carolina Fireflies pitching staff. That'll bring up Wilfrey Peralta, third double of the season. Peralta, another one of those guys that has seen their average jump here recently. He's up to 231. First pitch to him. The infield in. Catches the top part of the zone for strike one. Peralta should be getting more playing time with the injury to Will Bartlett, who was placed on the IL the other day. The 0-1. Down low. Almost in the dirt. 1-1. Change up from Capion. Missing the zone. Paz at third, Rodriguez at second, the 1-1. Line into right field, another base hit for the Hillcats, and they're pouring them on as Paz will score, the runner behind him being held up at third. And so runners at the corners and still only one out. So the Hillcats with their ninth batter of the first inning, and only one away. And this is the worst-case scenario for the Fireflies, having already lost their starter for the night into their bullpen, and he's come in, faced two batters, has not gotten an out. First pitch to Luis Durango. Curveball down low, ball one. Peralta over at first. Only attempted one steal this year. He got caught. The 1-0. Fouled back behind the dish by Durango on a good curveball from Capion. 1-1. One gone here. Runners on the corners. Five runs already in for the Hillcats. In the bottom of the first. 1-1. Line towards center field. Peña waits back on it. He'll put it away. Rodriguez will tag and go home. The throw is cut off, and Rodriguez decided against it about halfway down the line. And he'll trot back to third as the second out of the inning has finally been recorded. And they've batted around. That'll bring up Yordis Valdez. He walked and stole second to open up this ballgame about 20, 25 minutes ago. It was a quick inning in the top of the first. Long drawn out one here in the bottom half. Valdez takes a called strike. Two on, two out, 5-0 lead for the Hillcats as they look to remain in first place here. The 0-1. Catching the outside corner. Valdez, not a fan. 0-2. Two-strike pitch from Capion. Grounded sharply between third and short, and that'll be another base hit into left field. Another Hillcat will score. And the Hillcats continue to put distance between themselves and the Fireflies here in the first. It's important to note there was no BP before the game because of the field conditions. So neither of these teams had a full warm-up. At the dish, that'll bring up Isaiah Green. He walked and scored back earlier this inning as well. First pitch to him, a curveball, catches the inside corner for strike one. So Peralta now at second. Valdez over at first and two away. The 0-1 outside corner, 1-1. Some of these curveballs appear to be more like sliders, maybe more of a slurve. The 1-1. Fastball in the dirt, 2-1. Hillcats have already batted around here. Will Dion threw 8 pitches in the first inning. He waits to come back out. The 2-1. Line foul out of play down the third base line, 2-2. The Fireflies are now a strike away from getting out of this inning. After the Hillcats have erupted to open up the ballgame. Capion comes set. The 2-2. Outside ball 3. Count is now full. Peralta at second. Valdez over at first. Green at the dish, batting from the left-hand side. Capion trying to get out of this inning. Once again, payoff pitch. Runners go. And it's lined into center field, a base hit. One runner will score. And Coach Santos will hold the second runner at third, and the Hillcats have a 7-0 lead here in inning number one. And it looks like they're still frustrated about being walked off the other night. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos as we're getting another trip to the mound from the pitching coach. Or the Fireflies. Another arm already getting loose. Can't see who that is. The angles. As John Habian has been a busy guy here in the first inning. Only 2 outs. Frank Mazzucato pitched a third of this inning. Gave up 3 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And now Capion pitches a third for himself. 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. So the Hillcats having their way here early on. As Jorge Burgos, who singled earlier in this inning, will step up to the dish with runners on the corners again. Curveball catches the outside corner of the zone for strike one. 81 miles an hour. The 0-1. Outside, ball one. And I can't speak for the couple games that I was gone, but this is the first time since I've been broadcasting here that the Hillcats have batted around in an inning at home. This season, of course. The 1-1. Outside again with the curveball, 2-1. That really looks like a slider to me. Has not much downward break on it, more side to side. Probably looks different at the dish from up here. 2-1. In the dirt, 3-1. If Burgos were to reach, the hottest hitter in the Carolina League would be due up next in Milan Tolentino. A 3-1 to Burgos. To deep right field, going back is Camarillo. And in front of the warning track, he'll wave everybody off and put it away to end the inning. But not before the Hillcats erupt for 7 runs in the first inning. They lead 7-0 through 1. We'll be right back after I get a drink of water. Hillcats up 7-0. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats exploding for 7 runs in the first inning, and they lead 7-0. As Will Dion, who has been sitting around for about a half hour since pitching the top half of the inning, will return to the mound here for the second. Now he has the difficult task of trying to get loose again, as he's been in a chilly, wet dugout for the last half hour. 8 pitches long. Carter Jensen to lead it off. This one outside, ball one. His first ball of the afternoon. Dion shakes off a sign, now goes into the motion. The 1-0. Outside again. Ball two. Couldn't have scripted up that first inning any better for the Hillcats, the 2-0. That one finds the zone for a called strike. Carter Jensen taking all the way, batting 183 with 5 home runs, 15 RBIs. 2-1. Big breaking ball finds the zone again, 2-2. The motion again, the 2-strike pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt. And Paz will tag out Jensen as he hangs his head in disgust for out number one. That'll bring up Gary Camarillo. Right fielder here this evening recorded the last out of the bottom half. As he is the Devil's Backbone Brewery strikeout batter of the game. First pitch to him up high for ball one. Always gets the fans excited when they hear discounted beer at Bank of the James Stadium. If Camarillo were to strike out here. The 1-0. Right at the top of the zone for a called strike. 87 miles an hour. Good crowd on hand for a Tuesday night. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The general admission over down the third baseline, about halfway full. And fans scattered throughout. The 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging again. Will Dion mowing him down here. Five batters, five outs for the Hillcats left-hander. And, of course, the fans are all excited because that means discounted beer at Bank of the James Stadium. First pitch now to Eric Pena. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. The 0-1. Big sweeping breaking ball in there for strike two. A nasty curveball started up around the head of Pena and then broke down in the middle of the zone. A two-strike pitch from Dion. Popped and down the third base line into the corner it goes, and that'll be just foul as Green gave chase. And it was hooking near the foul pole. He gave it a ride, but with the wind blowing out right now toward left field, that ball just hooked a little too much. Not much room to work with over there either. As just a couple inches separate the foul line from the Hillcats bullpen. Two outs, the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball fouled down the first baseline now. We'll try again. Dion, having recorded the first five batters he's faced in the ballgame. Heading the count 0-2 as the home plate umpire pauses for time to clean off the dish. Now Pena steps back into the box. Done. Check swing just a bit outside. Ball one. Tried to get him to go fishing, but Pena did a good job to lay off. The 1-2. Dion into the motion. Fouled back into the curtain. And Pena staying alive here as Dion continues to pound the strike zone. Only four balls since the start of the ballgame. A couple of them have been come and get me pitches. The 1-2. Oh, you've got to be kidding me, Will Dion. Another strikeout. His fourth of the ballgame. And he's retired all six batters in order. Hillcats up 7-0. Will come to bat in the second. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we have a horse race as the in-game promotion, and this is taking about as long as that bottom half of the first inning. As we finally have a winner. About a minute and a half into the race, they kept falling off their little blow-up ponies. But the once again, my name is Jason Prill. On a crisp, cool spring evening in Lynchburg, Virginia. Delvin Capion back out here to begin the second. He came in for Frank Mazzucato, who went a third of an inning before being yanked. As Tolentino will now step into the box. Tolentino singled and scored back in the first inning. part of that seven-run bottom half. First pitch to him, fastball catching the bottom of the zone for strike one. Will Dion striking out the side in the top half of the second. The 0-1. It's time to change up in there for a called strike. And Capion heading the count 0-2. Tolentino will have to protect. The 0-2. Reached for it and fouled it off behind the dish. We'll try it again. Tolentino, Planchard, and Paz due up for the Hillcats. Two-strike pitch. Curveball got him looking, and Tolentino knew it as soon as it crossed the dish. He started making his way back toward the dugout. That'll be the first strikeout for Fireflies pitching here. It comes with as the first out of the second. That'll bring up Victor Planchard. Grounded into a fielder's choice last inning. This time he spits on a ball outside. Now he's ahead in the count. The 1-0. Watches it go by again, this time in the zone. Playing first for the injured Will Bartlett. He did have some playing experience there before he came to the Hillcats, but 1-1. In the dirt inside, 2-1. Really getting his first look every day at that position. We talked to him over the weekend in Salem, and we asked him about it, and he had a big smile on his face, and he said, I love it. The 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Beyond just being able to play first, it also gets him in the lineup every day. He's batting 328. He's a bat he'd like to keep in there. Very consistent. The 3-1. Skied high down the third baseline, giving chase to Valdez and Vasquez. And it'll land in territory. A foul as Valdez, unaware of where the tarp was over by the Hillcats bullpen. And it'll drop down as 3-2. Elvis Jerez down there. After the ball hit the dirt, put his hands up in the air in celebration, almost as if he got in the head of Valdez. 3-2 pitch to Planchard. Up high, and Planchard draws a walk. The Hillcats will have a runner aboard and one gone here in the second. Leading 7-0. Richard Paz now into the box. He had an RBI single back in the first inning as well. As the blue skies that were trying to creep through have now closed up past the clouds. First pitch to Paz, grounded sharply toward the Fireflies dugout. Strike one. Game began 30 minutes late due to the dugouts being flooded pregame. The 0-1. Breaking ball just didn't find the zone. And it's not often you see a starting pitcher, or any pitcher for that matter, shane toward the home plate umpire. But Capion puts his arms out like, what? Where did that miss? The 1-1. Fastball fouled away, and it's 1-2. And I have to be honest, from my vantage point, I thought it was a strike. So I understand Capion's frustrations. The 1-2. Quick move toward home, and it's down low for ball two. Blanchard over at first after the walk. Oz, the left-handed hitting catcher, at the dish. The 2-2. Big curveball. Doesn't come all the way around. It's 3-2. Oz does not strike out very much. Only 14 on the season in 24 games now. Payoff pitch. And I spoke too soon as he swings at a high fastball and will strike out for out number two. Second strikeout of the inning for Capion. Scaling Rodriguez will step into the box. The left-hander doubled down the right field line back in the first. Part of that seven-run inning. First pitch to him. Down low, ball one. Capion, just over an inning pitched. Already approaching 45 pitches. The 1-0. In there for called strike. 1-1. In comparison, Will Dion has pitched two full innings. He's only at 25. The 1-1. In the dirt again with the changeup. If you are Tony Pena Jr., you don't want to dip too far into that bullpen as there's still five more games of this series left to go. 2-1. Lined into right field, but hooking foul and out of play. The count is even at two. Sounds like it broke his bat as a new one comes flying in from the dugout. And when I say flying, it flew all the way from the top step to the batter's box. Deuces wild here. Two gone. The 2-2 pitch from Capion. Curveball got him looking. And so the Hillcats strike out three times in the bottom of the second. The inning ends a lot differently than the first. They still lead 7-0 as Will Dion comes back on the mound to start the third. We'll be right back after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats leading 7-0 inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Pro. Will Deeding of work. He's got four strikeouts here so far in the ball game. Struck out the side in the second, 1-2-3, as he will face Vasquez, Valdez, and Florentino. Appreciate everyone tuning in here this evening. If you're joining us, wherever you're at, give us a tweet at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where you're tuning in from. We love to hear from our listeners. We thank you all for our support. As Daniel Vasquez in the box now, the right-hander. Check swing foul toward the Fireflies dugout. He'll fall behind 0-1. Vasquez batting 308 in limited action. The 0-1. Big, healthy cut. Comes up empty, 0-2. The 0-2 on its way. Outside. It's 1-2. Try to get him to chase. One-two pitch from Dion. breaking ball in the dirt, got him swinging for another strikeout as Will Dion continues to mow through this lineup. That'll bring up Enrique Valdez, adding 248 with two home runs and 16 RBIs on the season. He's 0 for 3 in his last outing with an RBI. First pitch to him, just missing for ball one. The 1-0 pitch from Dion, side 2-0. This is really the first time, maybe the second time, that Dion has fallen behind a hitter. The 2-0. This one finds the zone, 2-1. 88 miles an hour. Into the motion again. Curveball had him way out in front, foul tipped, and that got a piece of pause. It's 2-2. Dion has some jokes for the umpire as he heads back to the mound. Pause appears to be okay. You just know those have to hurt, especially if it hits an unprotected part of the body. 2-2 from Dion. And it hit him. Up and in. Got him on the elbow. And that'll be the first base runner for the Fireflies. And Valdez, a little shaken up as he heads toward the dugout. And now will make his way towards first. Grimacing on that left hand. Ought to hit him on the elbow, but he is shaking that left hand and wrist rather harshly. And the umpire's call time to give him a few more moments to get ready as Dion giving up his first base runner of the evening. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. First pitch missing for ball one. Florentino, 143 on the season. The 1-0. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Dion just over 30 pitches. Side trying to back him off the dish, 2-1. Hillcats would love a strong outing from their left-hander. 2-1. Catching the outside corner of the plate, 2-2. He went five innings in his last outing. Love to get five more today. And I know for Dion, he'd love to get that second W. 2-2. Fouled out of play, and we'll try again. Big score updates right now across the Carolina League as Kannapolis up 8-2 over Carolina, and Salem 4-1 over Fredericksburg. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The 2-2. Curveball got him looking. Will Dion. Six strikeouts. We're only in the third inning. Rivertown, he struck out looking to open up the ball game. He steps into the box now. First pitch to him. This time he comes out swinging, something he didn't do in his first at-bat, and it goes fouling out of play, 0-1. But the reason that Salem lead over Fredericksburg is so surprising is the starter tonight for Fredericksburg, none other than Steven Strasburg. Strasburg making a rehab start for the Nationals. Has been an excellent starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. As the 0-1 on its way from Dion. Curveball up high, 1-1. And down in Fredericksburg tonight, Salem. Pouring it on in the bottom of the third. A three-run lead. 1-1. Lined into 1-2. But typically, when you see a starter like that come down and make a rehab start at such a low level, it's almost expected he's able to cruise through his pitch count. Not today. Salem leading 4-1. The 1-2, grounded softly toward third. Peralta picks it, but can't come up with it as it hit the heel of his glove, and the inning stays alive on the air by the third baseman. So Peralta, who's played a lot of first base this season, making his way over to the hot corner and took an awkward route and had to hit off the heel of his glove. So what should have been out number three now brings up Rubende Jaquez. 0-1 on the day. The first pitch to him, a curveball in there for a called strike. Two on, two out here in the top half of the third inning. Pitch fouled back to the curtain. 0-2. Another curveball from the lefty. Two on, two out. The 0-2 pitch. Slapped foul and out of play. We'll try again. Dion up around 45 pitches now. As Jaquez trying to extend the inning. Valdez at second. Town at first. Jaquez at the dish calls time. As Dion taking a little bit longer to come set. Now he comes and fires. Swung on and missed again. Dion, like Steph Curry, turned away. He knew it as soon as he let it go. Perfect placement. And Dion up to 7 strikeouts through 3 innings. What an outing so far for the lefty. Hillcats lead 7-0. They come to bat in the third. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Well, folks, we've reached the bottom half of the third inning. The Hillcats leading 7-0, all 7 runs coming in the bottom half of the first. It'll be Peralta, Durango, and Valdez due up to go up against Delvin Capion, who came on for Frank Mazzucato back in the first inning. As Mazzucato, in his second career start, could not record more than one out. The Hillcats found confidence early and never looked back. And Will Dion on the other side has matched the... As Peralta steps into the dish now. First pitch. Change up in there for a called strike. Capion appeared to settle in the second as the 0-1 on its way. Down and away, ball one. Only faced four batters, struck out three. Did walk Victor Planchart. Even that was a full count. The 1-1. Big, healthy cut from Peralta. And he comes up empty, 1-2. The changeup had him way out in front. Seen a lot more of those from Capion here. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Got him swinging. And Peralta goes down as the fourth strikeout victim of the night for Delvin Capion. After coming on in the first inning, has really settled in once he got those two outs that was needed to get out of that long inning. That'll bring up Luis Durango, who lined out in the first towards center field. First pitch to him, up high, ball one. The lights have come on here and are beginning to use their full power at Bank of the James Stadium as the gray clouds turn darker. The 1-0. Fastball catching the outside corner, 1-1. Ended up being a nice day for baseball despite the chilly weather. Rain held off almost all afternoon. The 1-1, rounded over toward first, picked by Quintana, flip over to the pitcher, and who beats Durango over toward first, which is tough to do. As Yordis Valdez will now go on a walk, making his third trip to the dish in three innings. Cats with the 7-0 lead. First pitch to him. Catching the outside corner. Strike one. This would be a big win for the Hillcats if the score were to hold. Obviously a long ways to go. As the 0-1. Lined into left center field. Town giving chase. Reaches up and makes the grab on the run for out number three. We'll continue that conversation on the other side of the break. The Hillcats, through three, lead by seven. We'll be right back, right after this timeout.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 7-0. As Will Dion back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Already has seven strikeouts on the day. And he's trying to match the offense run for strikeout. Hillcats scored all their runs in the bottom half of the first. And have been excellent since, but Dion has had swing and miss stuff all night. 7 of the 9 outs coming via the K. As Guillermo Quintana will step into the box from the right-hand side. He was one of the few players that did not strike out so far in the ball game. Grounded out to the pitcher back in the first. He comes swinging right out of the gate, fouls it down the third base line, 0-1. Dion already back into the motion, the 0-1. Up high, 1-1. Quintana 6'1", 180, 21 years old. 1-1. Breaking ball finds the outside corner, 1-2. Comes into today on a two-game hitting streak. Has been one of the more consistent hitters for the Fireflies, topping out at a six-game hit streak this season. The 1-2 fouled back into the curtain, and we'll try again. The 1-2 on its way from Dion. This one lined into center field, Durango ranging over to his left and puts it away for out number one. So Quintana puts it in play yet again. The Hillcats retire him for the second time. That'll bring up Carter Jensen, a strikeout victim back in the second. He's a left-handed hitting catcher but throws with his right. First pitch from Dion, grounded over towards second, picked by Valdez, and fires on to first for a quick out number. Barely have time to read through my notes before Dion has been able to get through this lineup. That'll bring up Gary Camarillo, struck out of the second inning as well. He's the strikeout batter of the game, already made some fans happy. That's two away now here in the fourth. The pitch from Dion. Curveball finds the zone for strike one. Seen a lot of those here in this inning. Dion utilizing that big breaking ball. The 0-1. Another sharp breaking ball fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Dion almost exclusively using that curveball here to keep the Fireflies off balance. The 0-2. There's the fastball up and away. Ball one. Obviously trying to keep him off balance. As the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Oh, he got him. That ball wasn't even near the zone, but Dion's stuff has been so nasty. Camarillo had nothing to do but swing at it. It's another strikeout for the Hillcats starter as they lead 7-0. The third 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. So we head to the bottom half. Green, Burgos, and Tolentino do up. And we'll have all that action coming up after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. To learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Banco, the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 7-0. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. If you're tuning in, tweet at us at LYN Hillcats on Twitter. Give us a follow on our social media platforms, at LYN Hillcats on Instagram as well. Capion's day is done. He goes 2 2/3. 4 hits. Only gave up 2 runs as the 5th run was applied to Mazzucato from that first inning. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts for Capion. New pitcher on the mound is Shane Connolly, number 45. Connolly, left-hander in the motion to face Isaiah Green, fires a fastball in there for strike one. Already the third pitcher of the night for Columbia. The 0-1. And there again, strike two. Connolly does not have a decision, but a 10.22 ERA. Does have a hold, though. The 0-2. Grounded foul right at the dish. We'll try again. This is his eighth appearance of the season. 14 runs on 16 hits. Into the motion again, the 0-2. Outside with the slider, 1-2. Fastball changeup slider. Different change of pace. 6-2, 175. From North. Adams swinging at the off-speed pitch, and Green goes down for out number one here in the fourth. Going to bring up Jorge Burgos, who was the final out of that long first inning. Command has been an issue for Connolly. 12 strikeouts, 9 walks. A pair of wild pitches is this one in there for a called strike. Game has really picked up the pace since that first inning, the 0-1. Lined into right center field. A base hit. Burgos around first, but he will hold there as Pena charged hard. And so Burgos picks up his second single of the night. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. He struck out looking to open up the second on a nasty curveball from Capion. Now against Connolly, he'll hope to do some damage. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth. First pitch inside at the knees, ball one. Tolentino did a little bit of a dance to get out of there. Connolly comes set and fires. Fastball finds the zone, strike one. Burgos takes his lead. Capion fires the slider, has Tolentino out in front, 1-2. Connolly trying to force the double play here. 1-2. Up and in, and Tolentino backing out of the way again. He looks over toward the third base dugout. 2-2. Two-two pitch. Up high, and the count runs full as Tolentino has battled his way back into the at-bat. Seven runs, eight hits, one error for the Hillcats. Payoff pitch. Outside, and he lost him. Tolentino with a very patient at-bat. Gets on base for the second time in the ballgame. Got to bring up Victor Planchart, who walked back in the second. Planchart batting from the right-hand side, the switch hitting first baseman slash catcher. Takes a called strike right down the heart of the plate. Two on, one out. Bottom of the fourth. The 0-1. Grounded over towards short. Scoot by Vasquez. Flip on to first. And a double play, a 6-4-3. Double play to end the inning. And we'll head to the fifth inning. Hillcats leading 7-0. Will Dion will be back out for his fifth inning of work. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer.
La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 7-0. Once again, my name is Jason Brill. Pleased to be bringing you Hillcats action all season long. As Will Dion back out for the fifth inning. And he's pitching a gem. Sitting at 57 pitches already. But 8 strikeouts. That'll bring up Eric Pena, first batter of the fifth for the Fireflies. First pitch to him. Got him swinging on the fastball, 0-1. Dion with that Clayton Kershaw-esque delivery. Little hitch in the middle of his motion. The 0-1. Fouled back, 0-2. Had an article written about him in the LA Times, as they found his style, the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. But drew a lot of attention from the Dodger faithful who admire their longtime ace, the 1-2. Almost got him looking on the outside corner. Dion started making his strut around the mound. We'll have to do it again at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded over toward first. Planchard on a chest-high hop will take it himself for out number one. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout back in the third. The 0-1, the first pitch from Dion, down low. Want to know, I'm so used to him starting out with a strike. Started saying the 0-1. Now the 1-0 pitch. Big curveball finds the zone for strike one. His curveball has been on here today. It's got that high arc and break as the 1-1. Skied into center field, but not deep at all as Valdez scoots just behind the bag on the outfield grass to put it away for out number two. That'll bring up Enrique Valdez. He was hit by a pitch back in the third. And looked like it hit him right on that left wrist elbow area. Had to shake it off. He takes the ball outside to open up the at-bat. Into the motion again, Dion. Fires. Curveball. Just cannot miss with that pitch here tonight. The 1-1. Check swing. Just missed the zone. The appeal over toward first. They say he did not go around. That was close on all sides. But nevertheless, it's 2-1. Two away here in the top of the fifth. 1-2 on its way from Dion. Slap back into the curtain. Count is even. And you heard a fan yell, "Ball don't lie," the classic basketball phrase for when an opponent misses a free throw on that foul tip. The 2-2 foul tipped off the mask of Paz. We'll try again. Dion checks on his catcher. Now steps back on the mound and goes into his motion. 2-2. Just a bit outside again. And Valdez thought about it, but just didn't pull the trigger. The count goes full. Two gone here. 7-0 lead for the Hillcats. Dion fires. Curveball just misses off the outside edge. He's just not getting that call from the home plate umpire here in this inning. That'll be the first walk issued for Dion. As that'll bring up Omar Florentino with two away. Infield shading him over toward third. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one. Dion up over 70 pitches here. Probably his last inning of work as an arm is getting loose in the Hillcats bullpen. 1-0. Up high, ball two. A lot of these guys on strict pitch counts. And so, despite how well they're pitching, they may not get to go as long as they would like. The 2-0 pickoff move over toward first, but Valdez back with a scamper. Dion comes set and fires. Swung on and missed. 2-1. Blew it by him with the fastball. Two and one count. The pitch. Catching the outside corner with the changeup. Strike two. One on, two out, 2-2 count. Up cut out of the fifth inning. The pitch. Curveball and foul tip to the backstop as Dion really thought he had that one. Dion can get out of this inning. He'll be in line for his second win of the year. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Will Dion sets him down again. And the Hillcats continue their domination here tonight. 7-0 lead as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Will Dion has been magnificent. Paz, Rodriguez, Peralta due up for Lynchburg. We'll be right back after this timeout. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats with a 7-0 lead as Shane Connolly back on the mound for another inning of work here after replacing Delvin Capion. Hillcats have been held scoreless since the bottom half of the first. Peralta due up. Will Dion on the other side has pitched a gem. Only a couple base runners in the ballgame. And has only had to work out of the stretch in two of his five innings. We'll see if his day is done as he's approaching that upper level of his pitch count. Richard Paz now into the box. He's singled back in the first inning. Takes down low, ball one. Hillcats threatened a little bit in the fourth, but grounded into a double play to end the inning. As the 1-0 on its way. Line into left field, dropping hard, and Town will pull up on it, and that'll be another base hit for Richard Potts. Good inside-out swing there, slapping it the other way. As that'll bring up Scaling Rodriguez. One of the things about these Hillcats is they don't have the pop that some of these other teams do, as they only have 10 home runs as a team. But they have the most consistent swings and approaches at the plate. First pitch swinging from Rodriguez, strike one. Their motion and swing path is pure, and solid contact is what they strive for. The 0-1 catches the bottom of the zone, strike two. That's been kind of their biggest success this year, is that their swings just been consistent night in and night out. The 0-2. Big cut on a ball in the dirt, and Rodriguez goes down on three pitches. His second strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Wilfried Peralta. But home runs, those come in spurts for a lot of teams. We saw that with Salem. They started out hot as a home run hitting ball club, then went ice cold, and now kind of turned the page for the last three ball games. This pitch missing on the inside. The Hillcats have been consistent in putting runs on the board all season. The 1-0. Outside. 2-0. Pitch on its way from Connolly. Tries to paint the inside corner just a little bit too tight. 3-0. Pause over at first. One away here in the bottom half of the fifth. The pitch outside, and he walked him on four straight. That'll move a runner into scoring position with one gone here for Luis Durango. But in games that the Hillcats have lost in the month of May, only once did they score less than five runs. Excuse me, twice they scored less than five runs. Every other game was either a win or five runs or more. This one, inside out, punch towards short, charging hard as Vasquez tries the long throw to first, not in time. Luis Durango, dash. Booking it down the first baseline. He picks up an infield single. And the Hillcats have the bases loaded for the top of the order. With one out in the inning. Valdez at the dish. First pitch to him. Comes out swinging and fouls it off the mask of Jensen for strike one. He's a little shaken up as that one came in at 90 and came off the bat even hotter. He takes a moment to catch his breath as the umpire does his courtesy walk to the mound and dusts off home plate. Paz at third, Peralta at second, Durango at first. Valdez at the dish, infield. 7-0 lead for the Hillcats as Connolly will now step off the mound. That'll be his first step off of the at-bat. Only get three. Now he comes set and fires. Inside, 1-1. Valdez walked and scored in the first, singled and reached third in the second. In the first as well. And then lined out to left in the third. 1-1, just missing low, 2-1. Two-one pitch on its way from Connolly. Outside, but Valdez went reaching for it, and the count is even at two. Fireflies would love a ground ball here to one of their infielders. Try to get that double play. A lot of speed at first. Valdez with some speed at the dish. The 2-2. Down low with the fastball. And the count goes full. Doesn't have anywhere to put him. So you have to think he's going to do everything he can to pound a strike in there. It's up to Valdez to protect. A 3-2. Lined into right center field. That one curving away from the center fielder, but puts it away on the run. Paz will tag up from third. He will score. And Peralta tags from second and moves on down to third, but the Hillcats add another run to their total. They now lead 8-0, and a nice solid at-bat by Ortiz Valdez picks up another RBI. That'll bring up Isaiah Green with runners at the corners and two away now. And an 8-0 lead for the Hillcats. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike. Peralta over at third, Durango at first. Second base is empty. Green, 1-for-2 on the day. This pitch in the dirt, but the umpire at second waved his arms. It looks like he may be called time. Not sure who called time, and we're going to have to get a official word from the umpire on the count. I believe should just be 0-1. The umpire does not give the signal here, so we'll have to wait till after this next pitch. Outside for a ball. Now it's 1-1, so that one pitch did not count on the ball in the dirt. It'll be 1-1. Two away. Grounded between third and short, and into left field it goes, and another run will score for the Hillcats. Nice piece of hitting by Isaiah Green, slapping it the other way for a base hit. Peralta scores, and the Hillcats have 9 in the run column. As that'll bring a trip from the pitching coach. Third time we've seen John Habion tonight. Shane Connolly, the left-hander, trying to get out of this fifth inning without any more damage. Already 2 runs on the board, trying to avoid that deadly crooked number. As we've seen this year, with the pitch clock and some of the other new rules, that these runs, these leads can dissipate in a hurry. So even though it's 9-0 right now, give it a few innings and it could be a totally different ballgame. As looks like Will Dion's day is done. He is carrying a bag over down toward the bullpen. And looks like his night will be over. But we're still in the bottom half of the fifth. He is in line for the victory. He went 5 scoreless innings. As Jorge Burgos into the box now with 2 aboard. Check swing foul, strike 1. Seen a couple of those here from Burgos this ball game. Making his 4th trip to the dish. 2-for-3. As the 0-1 on its way. Right down the heart of the plate. Had one he could cut at. And instead he fouled it off the catcher. 0-2. So 2 strikes and 2 away here in the bottom of the 5th. Hillcats leading 9-0. It'll be Durango at second, Green at first. And Burgos behind the count. No Jake Fox here tonight, getting his scheduled day off. The 0-2. Outside, ball 1. Tried to get him to chase, but Burgos with a good eye. wisely watched it go past. One, two. Grounded toward third. Pump fake on the throw and fires it over there just in time to get Burgos. So Valdez kind of second-guessed himself there, but is able to rifle it over with a second to spare. And they get out of the inning after allowing two runs. Hillcats, 9-0 lead over the Fireflies. And a new pitcher on the mound. We'll meet him in a moment. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Will Dion's day is done, and he is in line for the W. As he goes five innings, does not allow a run, only one walk and nine strikeouts. Hillcats leading 9-0 as Juan Zapata will take to the mound here. 1,065 the attendance numbers for tonight, so a good Tuesday evening here in Lynchburg. If you haven't come out to a ball game yet this year, we'd love to see you. Got five more games in this series and then another homestand series next week. That one is mighty important as Carolina will come to town. They currently sit a half game back of these Hillcats. We approach the midway point of the season. Rivertown at the dish now as Zapata's first pitch lined into center field. Durango ranges back on it and puts it away for out number one. So one pitch, one out for Juan Zapata. Looks like the Hillcats did when Fireflies brought in a new arm. They try to jump early at that first pitch. It's out number one. Rebendi Jaquez at the dish now as Zapata fires. Inside out, but foul. Zapata was injured for a little while, so he's only making his sixth appearance of the season. 2-1 record, 14 innings, the 0-1. Fouled back again, 0-2. 19 strikeouts, 6 walks in his last appearance against Salem. He went 2 innings, did not allow a hit or a run, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Now he's ahead in the count, 0-2 on Jaquez. The pitch up and in, and Bendy Jaquez flexes out of the way, 1-2. Zapata comes set and fires. Got him swinging for strike number 3. So Zapata picks up the 10th strikeout for Hillcats pitching here this evening. As 2 up, 2 down for the Fireflies here in the 6th. That'll bring up Guillermo Quintana. 0-2 on the day. Zapata, a right-handed arm, different from Dion, so a different angle and viewpoint for these Fireflies hitters. First pitch here outside, ball 1. Zapata, 6'1", 198, 23 years old from the Dominican Republic. One oh on its way. Cut on and missed. Count is even at 1 apiece. Crowd starting to thin out here as the night continues to cool. The 1-1. Inside, scooted him back, 2-1. Zapata comes set, now fires. Up high, 3-1. Zapata has a very quick motion to the dish. Be hard to steal off of. It's a 3-1 on its way. Paused midway through his motion. Count is now full with two away. Payoff pitch. Just a bit outside, and he walked him. And so the Fireflies have a base runner here in the sixth with two away for Carter Jensen. That's Zapata's seventh walk of the season. As he will now face Carter Jensen as a strikeout back in the second and a ground out in the fourth. Now with the runner on, the first pitch to him, swinging on the first pitch for strike one. One on, two gone here in the sixth. The 0-1, up high, 1-1. Wind still pulling out toward left field as the sky has gone dark. The 1-1. This one finds the zone on an off-speed pitch, 1-2. So Zapata trying to get out of the sixth unscathed. And the Hillcats back up to bat. Two-strike pitch. Swung on and missed. A second strikeout of the inning for Zapata. And the inning is over. Hillcats looking excellent here tonight. They lead 9-0. Tolentino, Planchart, Paz due up. We'll be right back after this timeout. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through sharp nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 9-0 as Shane Connolly back on the mound for another inning of work here. As Columbia started out really struggling, and it looks like maybe some mist coming down now on the field as you can kind of see it through the lights. And our first little bit of rain here since the start of the ball game. But nothing worthy of a grounds crew just yet, and hopefully it stays that way. But Connolly, out here for the sixth, will face Tolentino, Planchart, and Paz. First pitch to Tolentino. Up high, ball one. Could be a little bit of fog, but it does have that misty look. It came in rather quickly. The 1-0 catches the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. Connolly into the motion and almost nicks him on the inside corner, 2-1. Tolentino singled and scored in the first and then walked in the fourth, had a strikeout in between. Now leading off the sixth. 2-1. Lines at foul. 2-2. As the crowd gives a hand to the ball boy who made the catch off the curtain. Timeout called by Tolentino. He steps out. Having some issues with the pitch clock right now, and we'll get it reset. Into the motion goes Connolly. Lined up the middle. That's another base hit for Tolentino. He stays red hot. Second base hit of the night. Opens up the sixth for the Hillcats. That'll bring up Victor Planchart. He hit into a double play to end the fourth. And grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. Hillcats up 9-0. As now the fog or the mist is kind of dissipated. And the first pitch to Planchart. Skied into right field. Camarillo ranges over and puts it away. Round number one. That'll bring up Richard Paz. Two singles on his docket this evening. One to right field and one to left field. Both just scooted through the holes in the infield. Tolentino over at first. He does have 8 steals on the year. Second on the team. First pitch lined over towards short. Vasquez takes it himself. Fires on to first to get Paz. So a 6-3 double play to end the inning. And Columbia gets out of it quickly. We go to the seventh. Hillcat. It'll be Camarillo, Pena, and Vasquez due up. Don't go anywhere. We got more Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code HILLCATS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, the Hillcats lead 9-0 through 6. Juan Zapata back out there to start the 7th. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Tweet at us at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where you're tuning in from. As Hillcats broke this one open in the first inning and have not looked back since. As Zapata will face Camarillo, Pena, and Vasquez. Camarillo 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts on the day. So the first pitch from Zapata finds the zone and catches him swinging for strike one. Cats pitching with double-digit strikeouts here. The 0-1 from Zapata. Bottom of the zone just misses 1-1. Zapata in his second inning of work. Came in for Will Dion. The 1-1. Skied foul and out of play 1-2. The Mr. Fog has begun to settle again. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Zapata got him with the breaking ball outside. And that'll be the first out of the seventh. Camarillo has struck out three times here tonight. That'll bring up Eric Pena, 0 for 2 as well. First pitch to him. Check swing in the zone for a called strike. So Cats pitching staff is incredible so far. The whole team has played really, really well. The 0-1, just a bit outside, 1-1. It's a chilly evening here, though, so fans have begun to clear out with the large lead. As it's 61 degrees outside. The 1-1. Popped up behind home plate, 1-2. As that headed right back toward where my car is parked. So hopefully, won't be any new dents. There are already plenty enough of those as is. The 1-2. Foul tipped right at the dish. And the count will remain 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Zapata with a long look in. Now comes set. He fires. And goes again outside, 2-2. Trying to get him to chase there. And pick up his fourth strikeout since coming in to start. But nevertheless, the count is even. The pitch. Out back again, and Pena doing a good job of fighting these off to stay alive. And another one of these at-bats earlier in the ball game before going down swinging in the second. The 2-2. Foul tipped again. So Pena continues to cause troubles here in this at-bat. As the umpire gets a fresh set of baseballs from the bat boy. And the count is 2-2. One away here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Check swing in the dirt. Peels. They rung him up. Eric Pena goes down with a half-hearted attempt for out number two. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. 0 for 2. With a strikeout. Only two players on this squad have not struck out tonight. First pitch. Two of them in there for a called strike. One of them is Enrique Valdez, the other being Guillermo Quintana. The 0-1. Pulls out his back foot and takes a hack at it. That's 0-2. The mist beginning to fog things up harder. The 0-2. With the breaking ball outside, 1-2. Zapata comes set and fires. Tries to go upstairs and get him to the chase, but a good job to lay off. Nobody on, two out here in the top of the seventh. Hillcats up 9-0. The 2-2 pitch upcoming from Juan Zapata. Swung on and missed. And that's five strikeouts for the right-handed relief pitcher. We go to the bottom half of the seventh. My, oh my, the things I could say about this pitching staff right now. And all of them have been incredible tonight. Rodriguez, Peralta, Durango due up in the bottom half of the seventh. It's time to stretch. We'll be right back after this. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey,
For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 9-0. As a new pitcher on the mound for the Fireflies, we'll meet him in just a moment. Shane Connolly's day is done. 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Still trying to get a look at the number on the back of the jersey. I believe that will be 35. Which should be Cabrera has no decisions on the year, 7.71 ERA. Has not recorded a save or a hold, making his third appearance of the season. Rough outing against Myrtle Beach where he gave up 4 earned runs. First pitch to Scaling Rodriguez inside for a called strike. We're underway here in the bottom half of the 7th. The 0-1 from Cabrera. Outside, 1-1. Hillcats scored 7 runs in the first inning and then were held silent up until the 5th when they tacked on 2 more. And now a 1-1 pitch from Cabrera. Fouled back into the screen. 1-2. Hillcats will have 5 more at home this week before playing host to Carolina next week in a 6-game set as well. So 2 weeks at home after 2 weeks on the road. 1-2. Cut on and missed, and Rodriguez goes down swinging for the third time tonight. That'll bring up Wilfrey Peralta. Quick check of the scoreboards, though. Carolina has stormed all the way back. Leads 11-8 over Kannapolis in the bottom half of the 6th. They are at home, so they are at the dish with 2 runners on. Salem up 6-1 over Fredericksburg in Steven Strasburg's minor league rehab start. First pitch now to Peralta, up high, 1-1. Fayetteville and Down East tied at 2. And Myrtle Beach up 5-2 on Augusta. And a 9-2 lead for the River Dogs over Delmarva. Out back and out of play. 1-1. So the 1-1 pitch from Cabrera. As he takes a long look in, now goes 3-quarter delivery. Outside 2-1. Duari Cabrera, 6'4", 230 from the Dominican Republic, fires it to the screen, 3-1. Jensen popped up as not sure whether or not there was a runner on first, so hustling back there. Cabrera was named the Dominican Summer League Royals Player of the Year in 2018 after an 1.16 ERA, a 5-2 record at 17 years old. A 3-1 pitch. Skied high down the left field line. A triangle of fireflies collapse on it, but it'll be Town in left field who puts it away right on the line. Route number 2. That'll bring up Luis Durango now in the 7th. Durango 1-for-3 on the day. Every Hillcat but one has recorded a base hit. That being Victor Planchart. He has reached base as well. First pitch to Durango. Slapped foul. 0-1. Durango known as a slap hitter as he can beat out anything. Leads the team in steals at 9. As the 0-1 on its way from Cabrera. Breaking ball, missing the zone. 1-1. Nobody on, two out here in the bottom half of the seventh. Hillcats up 9-0. The 1-1. Slapped back to the curtain. 1-2. Don't see any action right now in the Hillcats bullpen. But once again, this angle to see that bullpen is pretty tough. Now I see an arm moving. So Zapata's day may actually be done. The 1-2. Grounded over towards short. Vasquez scoops it. Throws on to first. Wide and off the bag it goes. And Durango will reach first base on the throwing error from Vasquez. Keeping the inning alive for one batter more at least as Yordiz Valdez will step into the box. You have to wonder, as I can't tell if this is a mist or fog, but it's pretty thick. And that might be messing with the grip or the sight lines of some of these infielders trying to throw the ball over to first. Durango leads off first, nobody watching him, as Valdez steps into the box. Scoots past the umpire, and Durango will go into second standing. On what will probably be a passed ball from Jensen. Durango was not off on the pitch. So Valdez ahead in the count, 1-0. He singled back in the second and walked to lead off the ball game. 1-0, Durango at second. Foul tipped in and out of the glove of Jensen, 1-1. And Durango, he's at second. There's really nobody covering the bag. Vasquez is the closest person to him, and he's in the traditional shortstop position. The second baseman ranged far over toward the right-hand side of the infield. So Durango, if he wanted to, could take a few more steps in his lead. And he does. Large lead for him. The 1-1. Down low in the dirt, 2-1. Rango's taking a lead. 2/5 of the way down toward third. The 2-1. Catches the inside corner for strike two. Durango with all that speed. Wouldn't be shocked to see them put him in motion here with two away. Two outs here. The pitch swung on and missed. And strike three. The inning is over as the Hillcats go quietly here. We head to the eighth. Hillcats leading 9-0. We'll be right back with more action coming up after this.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org. Or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 9-0 here in the top half of the eighth. as Juan Zapata back on the mound for his third inning of relief of Will Dion, who pitched a gem. Double-digit strikeouts, 14 to be exact, for the Hill. As Enrique Valdez will lead off the eighth inning. Make sure to follow us on social media at LYN Hillcats on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to Derek Dion, who tweeted at us from Sulphur, Louisiana, where he's tuning in. Rounder over toward first, picked by Planchard on a short hop for out number one. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. And if you're tuning in, make sure to tweet at us and let us know where you're tuning in from. We love to hear from you. We thank you for all of your support all season long, and we hope to have you the rest of the way as the Hillcats in contention in the Carolina League for that first half title. First pitch to Florentino, swung on and missed for strike one. One away here in the eighth. The 0-1. Grounded over toward second. It'll be picked by Valdez. Waits a second, now flips on to Planchard for out number two. So two up, two down here in the eighth, and that'll bring up River Town. Back to the top of the order now. Town reached base on an error in the third. It is 0 for 2 otherwise. First pitch from Zapata. And lined into right center field. Durango giving chase. Lays out for it. And cannot make the catch. And that'll be the first hit of the ball game for the Fireflies. Took all the way till two outs in the eighth. And Durango gave everything he had for it. And it bounced right in front of him. And he appears to maybe be shaken up as Omir Santos will go to the mound to talk to Juan Zapata. It looks like his day is done as the first hit is on the board. The no-hitter is over as picks up a double after the missed diving attempt by Luis Durango. It was a tough play. But a great outing for both Will Dion and Juan Zapata. We'll meet the new pitcher coming up after this timeout.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats lead 9-0. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. The no-hitter is over as the double by River Town ends it in top half of the eighth. That was as close as you can get to being caught by Durango as he extended all the way out to try and secure that one. That'll end the day for Juan Zapata and bring in Davis Sharp. Zapata goes 2 2/3. One hit, no runs, one walk, and five strikeouts. Sharp, the tall, lanky right-hander, comes set. Now fires, and it's grounded off the ankle of Rubendi Jaquez for strike one. Sharp making his 12th appearance, 19 innings pitch, a 3-2 record, the 1.42 ERA, 29 strikeouts and only three walks. 23-year-old from Clemson. The 0-1. Grounded over towards second. Diving attempt by Valdez into throw home is cut off by Planchard. And the no-hitter is over and the shutout is over on two pitches. As Jaquez picks up an RBI single. Hillcats now lead 9-1. Going to bring up Guillermo Quintana, one of only two Fireflies to not strike out here this evening. First pitch swinging for strike one. Carolina up 11-8 on Cannapolis in the top of the seventh, and Salem up 6-1 on Fredericksburg in the top of the ninth. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. And Delmarva down 10-2 in the bottom of the seventh against Charleston. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and he got him for out number three. A no-hitter ends, and the shutout ends as well. But the Hillcats get out of it, only allowing one. We go to the bottom half of the eighth. Hillcats leading 9-1. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James, 0-1 lead for the Hillcats as we advance toward the end of this one. Green, Burgos, Tolentino do up here in the eighth as they will go up against Duari Cabrera. Shout out again to the Dion family, more of them tuning in from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Shout out to all the Dions as their son started tonight's ball game. Went five innings of no-hit baseball. Not allow a run, one walk, and nine strikeouts. And as long as we don't have an epic collapse here in the top of the ninth, he'll get the win and improve to 2-0 on the season. Isaiah Green due up for the Hillcats. He's 2-for-3 with two singles and a walk and a strikeout. Hillcats hoping to stay in first place after tonight. First pitch to Green inside off the foot of the umpire. Ball one. Fayetteville and down east in the bottom of the 10th. 1-0, skied high back behind the dish. Jensen giving it a look, and it'll head into the seats. As that almost came right into the press box as it ricocheted off a seat and shot right toward us. But it bounced back down. Almost had to pull off my shortstop skills from back in the day. A little backhanded grab. 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2. Down east with the bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the 10th, as I was mentioning before that foul ball, the 1-2. Foul tipped right at the dish. We'll try again. Standings of the Carolina League North are very tight. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Lynchburg leading the way at 21-17. Carolina right behind them, only a half game back at 21-18. Fredericksburg, game out, 20-18. Salem, two and a half games back, 19-20. 2-2. Just a bit high, and the count goes full. Only six and a half games separate the bottom of the North from the top of the North, so things could still change drastically in the next few weeks. Payoff pitch from Cabrera. Inside, and he lost him. And Isaiah Green works a walk to lead off the eighth inning. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. 2-for-4 on the afternoon. In the South, Myrtle Beach and Charleston have separated themselves from the pack. Myrtle Beach at 28-11 leading the way. Charleston 26-13, only two games back. Augusta sitting in third at seven games back. And then Fayetteville, Kannapolis, and Columbia 10 or more games behind. First pitch to Burgos in the dirt. 1-0. Hillcats would love to capitalize on this series as they are facing the bottom of the South Division at 11-28, Columbia. The 1-0. Big cut from Burgos, 1-1. As we know, this is baseball, and on any given day and any given night, anyone can beat anyone. As seen by Salem beating Steven Strasburg tonight in Fredericksburg. The 1-1. Skied into left field. Town ranging over toward the foul line. Will put it away for out number one. Now to bring up Milan Tolentino. His fifth trip to the dish. Tolentino leads the team in average, hits, runs, doubles, on base percentage, and slugging percentage. That's best hitter this year. At least so far. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike. 0-1. Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we'll have more action starting at 6:25. The 0-1. Long pause. Grounded right off the ankle of Tolentino, and he drops hard. But he'll hop back up and try and walk things off. Grimacing at gripping both of his ankles. And now here comes the trainer and Daniel Robertson, the first base coach, and head manager Omer Santos over from third. As Tolentino out 7 or 8 steps up the first base line, hunched over, gripping his leg. That's not a sight you want to see if you're the Hillcats, as their hottest hitter in pain. Looks like he's pointing to the top of his foot, trying to put some pressure on it. Frank Sammons, the athletic trainer, out there taking a look. Tomorrow night on the bump, it'll be Jake Miller versus Shane Panzini. Panzini making his first start of the season for the Fireflies. Just added to the roster today. Jake Miller 0-1 with a 5.20 ERA. Montino still trying to walk this off. It's clearly in some discomfort right now. Fixing his sleeves and kind of rolling his ankle and foot around, and he'll get the all clear to continue his at bat. So that's a good sight. Here are the Hillcats. Don't want to lose a guy like him at this point in the season. Also, a guy who is going to potentially be called up at some point, make his way through the farm system. Starting this year in Lynchburg after finishing it here last year as well. The 0-2. Rung him up on a slider across the outside corner of the plate. And Tolentino gave a long look and has some words for the umpires. And gives a keep talking signal to him. The umpire lets it go. Kind of shocked he didn't toss him there, as Tolentino gave a long look and had a conversation with him for quite some time. Victor Planchart now into the box with two away. Isaiah Green over at first. First pitch, outside, ball one. Be shocked to see if Tolentino comes back out or the bottom or the top of the ninth. Just as a precautionary reason. The 1-0 up high. 2-0. Last thing you want to do is for a guy to get hurt with an 8-run lead with half an inning left. As Cabrera comes toward the dish, and it's fouled back to the 3-1. Cabrera comes set again. 2-1. Line back, count is even. Blanchard, the only Hillcat to not have a base knock on the day. Trying to pick that up here and keep the eighth inning alive. One on, two out, the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Wraps around the outside corner for strike three. Strike out of the inning. And we head to the ninth. Hillcats leading 9-1. And we'll be back with our final half inning of action right after this.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 9-1 here in the top of the ninth. Davis Sharp back on for the ninth after he came in to replace Juan Zapata. After 7 2/3 of no-hit baseball. Two outs through the eighth inning before that first base hit was given up. It was a double, and he would come home to score. Next batter, on a ground ball through the right side. That's all that the Fireflies have been able to muster here, as the Hillcats exploded for 7 runs in the first and just kind of took all the energy out of Columbia. Carter Jensen into the box now. Takes a ball down low to begin the ninth. Stay tuned after the ball game. Kyle will pull aside one of the Hillcats. We're thinking Will Dion. 1-0. Outside ball two. Like to get those post-game interviews with key players. And with Dion going 5 innings of no-hit baseball and 9 strikeouts, the 2-0. Swung on and missed, 2-1. Be a great time to have a chat with him. Nobody out here. Davis Sharp behind in the count, 2-1. As Jensen waits the pitch and swings for strike two. 92 miles an hour on the fastball from Sharp. The umpire pointing right at the batter, saying that he called time, but a very aggressive motion right at him. Grabbed my attention. As Sharp comes set for the 2-2. Grounded over toward first, but foul. And right off of his foot, Jensen dropped in a heap. That's about the third time that's happened to hitters tonight. He'll get up and try and walk it off. Tolentino, as a note, has stayed in the ball game. Over at short. You can see him talking to Wilfrey Peralta over at third, explaining where he got hit himself in the last inning. Jensen back up on his feet, walking around, and he'll step back into the box. 2-2 from Davis Sharp. Outside, the count goes full. Sharp from Arlington, Texas, decided to go to Clemson for his schooling. Was drafted 13th round last season. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. He'll stay alive. Jensen putting up a good battle here to open up the ninth. Fastball, cutter, slider, splitter for the right-hander. This one grounded in between first and second and into right field. So Jensen will pick up a base hit. As the Fireflies have their leadoff runner aboard. That'll bring up Gary Camarillo, who has struck out three times. All three swinging. As nobody out here, one aboard. And a righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Al tipped into the glove. 0-1. Murillo, his average down to 0.53. Down low, 1-1. Camarillo from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2017, swings at that one, 1-2. Spent last year down in the Complex League for the Royals. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed the golden sombrero for Camarillo. And the Hillcats are two outs away from ending this one. That'll bring up Eric Pena. With a runner on and one away. Pena looks at strike one. Pena had a three-run walk-off homer on April 8th. In the opening series against the Augusta Green Jackets. Another big cut. 0-2. Only the second walk-off home run in Columbia Fireflies history. The 0-2. Down low, 1-2. Only 19 years old, Pena. Outfielder. He awaits the 1-2. In the dirt again. And Pena and Paz got tangled up there, and Paz shaking his hand a little bit as either got stepped on or ball hit it. Couldn't really tell from my angle. Nevertheless, the count is 2-2. Davis Sharp trying to get two more outs. Pitch driven deep into right field, but too early on the pitch was Pena. As we mentioned, this is the first all-time meeting between these two ball clubs. Columbia, member of the Sally League before joining the Carolina League this year. So it was rebranded again. 2-2 down low, and the count goes full again. Payoff pitch from Davis Sharp. Strike three called. Got him looking. Fastball in the outside corner. Froze Pena. And the Hillcats are one out away from ending the ballgame. That out will rely on the bat of Daniel Vasquez. 0 for 3 with two Ks. Right-hander steps into the box. First pitch to him. Slapped back toward the screen. Strike one. Sure to tune in tomorrow night, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for the audio stream or MILB.TV for the video stream. This one in there on the slider at 81, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, foul down the first base line, and the count will remain the same. One on, two gone here in the top of the ninth. One run, three hits, one error for Columbia. Nine runs, 12 hits, one error for Lynchburg. Two-strike pitch from Sharp. Slapped foul again. And Fireflies stay alive. The 0-2. Down low, Sharp thought he had him, but the umpire willing to extend this game a little bit longer, 1-2. The Cats are ready to celebrate. Half of them on the top step, the bullpen already on it. Fouled back again, and Vasquez continues to fight for life for these Fireflies. Peralta over at third gives a couple hops, trying to stay warm as the night creeps colder. Jensen over at first. The pitch in the dirt, and it will stay in front of home plate as it ricocheted off the umpire, and he's going to need a moment to recover. As the count is now 2-2. So one on, two away, and a 2-2 pitch coming up from Davis Sharp. The right-hander comes set, now fires. Foul back again. Daniel Vasquez fighting till the last strike. Sharp might have to go into his bag of tricks here. The 2-2. Grounded over towards second. Valdez picks it, fires on to first for out number three. The Hillcats, 9-1 winners over the Columbia Fireflies, and they will remain in first place for another day. We'll be right back with the post-game show, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats 9-1 winners over the Columbia Fireflies. Hillcats now move to 22-17 and remain atop Carolina League North. Columbia drops to 11-29 and will drop even further in the South. Right now, let's go down for a post-game interview. Andre Vile standing next to none other than Will Dion. Take it away, Andre.
All right, fans, I'm here with Hillcats starting pitcher Will Dion. Will, you went 5 innings, 9 strikeouts, no hits. How does it feel, especially going with the delay?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you guys hit no hitter until 2 outs left in the 8th. Did it get in the minds of the pitcher at all? Pitchers Zapata and Sharp.
Pretty good.
Will, you guys really watching your game today?
Will Dion giving a shout out to his family there, as a lot of them tuning in to the broadcast this evening. Once again, the Hillcats 9-1 winners over the Fireflies. Hillcats scored early and often in the first inning, 7 runs on the board after the end of one. And from then on, they didn't need anything else, as they had completely taken the life out of the Fireflies squad. As Andre mentioned, the Hillcats had a no-hitter all the way up until 2 outs in the 8th inning. And then a double by Rivertown. Took that away, and then one batter later, Rubendi Jaquez singled and scored Town to end the shutout. Other than that, it was a nearly flawless night for the Hillcats all around. Lynchburg fifth. That's how we got to 9-1. One run, three hits, one error for Columbia. Nine runs, 12 hits, one for Lynchburg. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Hillcats and Columbia will face off for game two of our series. Jake Miller taking on the newbie for the Fireflies, Shane Panzini. We'll get a look at him tomorrow. First pitch at 6:30. Broadcast will start at exactly 6:25. So don't go anywhere tomorrow night. If you haven't got your tickets yet, plenty still available, as we'd love to have everybody out for Winning Wednesday. Everyone gets a bonus ticket to next Wednesday's game if they show up tomorrow. That's all the time we have for tonight. Once again, I'm Jason Prill, Hillcats 9-1 victors over the Fireflies. Back again tomorrow. But for tonight, all I have left to say is good night and go Hillcats.